Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's guest episode, I have a mystical guest, Ebony Banks. Ebony is an intuitive healer and an author of the books Copy the Sky and The Intuitive Nudge that will be released in the coming year or two. On this episode, Ebony shares about her very unique gifts of clairtangency and her experience as a trauma survivor and how she used her trauma to thrive and to allow it to crack her open and express her true light and gifts, which is what we all have the capacity and ability to embrace and do as well. We get into the multiple levels of intuition and how your feelings act as our true guides, how we can access our intuition. We cover it all, and it's a beautiful, wonderful conversation. So take a listen and enjoy. Hi, Ebony. Welcome to the Women Waken podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you, Ebony. I'm really excited for our conversation today. It's been wonderful to meet you and chat with you and hear about your work and your unique gifts that I'm excited for my audience to hear about because they're very rare. So on that note, to jump right into it, Ebony, you are an intuitive healer. You're an author of the books Copy the Sky and The Intuitive Nudge, which both come out next year.
No, only one is coming out next year. I'm talking to publishers about the second one. I'm going the traditional publishing route. So, yeah.
So that's more of a process, right? There's a lot of self-publishing, but when you go the publishing route, you got to work with them.
Well, they have to choose you. They have to believe in your book enough and really think that it can make money. That's the bottom line. They have to think your book can make money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they believe in it. And just by the titles, it's a beautiful subject that people are really yearning for right now. We were just talking about the power of this year that we're like, it's not even March. And this year is a little bit like out of
control. Not even March. It's so wild. The transitions for me have been tough, but beautiful and necessary, but like so unexpected.
Yeah. Twists and turns already. Different vibrational speeds and shifts. So Who knows what the next 10 months will bring?
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm wondering. If this is what the year looks like already, what is the rest of the year going to look like? Yeah.
Yes. Yet I do think that this year is the time. 2024 is where many spiritual guides, many spiritually oriented business leaders, women are beginning to have more of a presence. The work that we've been doing is starting to kind of bud to the surface. And I think that's only going to gain momentum in the coming years and decades because, and it makes me think of your book about intuition. People are tuning more into those realms of psychic of spirituality. We're starting to realize that a lot of what we've believed is the most important things in life aren't actually necessarily, they don't matter as much. They're not what life is really made of.
Yeah.
And we're feeling that and people are becoming more curious about, well, then what is it about and who am I?
It's so true. I totally agree. And even with my books, I never thought I was going to write one book, let alone two, right? Like they really wrote themselves. And it took me a while to get here because of my healing journey and like me working through my own stuff. And so I feel like the timing is perfect because had I written these books and had I gotten deals and they came out like years ago, I don't think people would have been ready for it. But I feel like now they're ready for it. Like I was ready to write them now or a couple years ago, and now they're actually ready to be birthed into the world because people are ready.
People are ready and they're yearning for this. They're thirsty for this kind of information. So congratulations on writing those books that they came through you. And because, you know, even when you channel, Yes, it comes through, but it's still work to be that conduit of information and to get it all out.
Yes. And it can be exhausting too, because for me, like so much, I get a lot of information in my sleep. So when I'm like really feeling creative and I'm really asking for guidance and information, it comes to me while I'm asleep. So I get up in the middle of the night, I'm writing things down. Like I don't sleep because it's coming to me in my sleep. So it can be really exhausting for me for that reason, but I would change it no other way because it's so powerful when it comes. And in the past, when I ignored it, or when I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep, I'm going to remember, because I don't remember in the morning, right? I never remember, but I would try to like ignore it and just go to sleep and tell myself, oh, I'll remember it when I get up. But because I didn't remember it, I stopped doing that. And I have to like just honor it when it comes through. And I think that's true for a lot of creative people. When it comes through to you, like you just have to hold the space for it whenever it shows up. And for me, it's usually when I'm asleep.
Wow. Yeah, that divine inspiration, it's like it chooses us. Well, what I've heard is that everything that's ever created, it's all accessible in the void of the universe, like the ultimate energy.
The Akashic Records.
Yes, all of that. Or just like the information of anything that ever will be already exists.
Absolutely.
And yet there's also something to say that there's a time and a place for certain information to come through to certain places. Earth right now is having its big awakening. Yep. So there's a lot of access to these higher knowledges, higher wisdoms, tapping into our innate gifts.
Yes.
And so I have no doubt that that's accessible to a lot of people, but you took it. Because that's what I've heard, Ebony, is that literally, I heard this actually about everything from the telephone to the airplane, that anybody could have done that. But the people who got it, they honored their inspiration.
Absolutely. I completely agree. You have to take it. You have to be receptive. And depending on who you are and where you are in your life and your relationship with yourself, there may be steps you have to take to position yourself to be receptive. But we're all naturally receptive, but we may have more or less stress or whatever, you know, or similar things that are kind of blocking us from being more receptive and receiving that information more directly. So the more you can like minimize your stress and manage all of that, the more you are able to like receive that information.
What are your tips or what's your advice for that? Did you make yourself available for it?
You know, I don't think I did so purposefully because I didn't ask for it. I didn't know it was coming. I just know like this has been happening for years. I just noticed that it was coming. And I have known that I have a very interesting sleep experience. You know, I get all kinds of information in my sleep and I've had an awareness of that. But I didn't know I could get like really specific information and I can ask for what I want before I go to sleep and get it in my sleep. And so that's kind of how I manage my sleep life now, because I'm aware that I get so much information there. But initially it was just me noticing that this is happening while I'm asleep and then, you know, just paying attention to myself. And I'm naturally a pretty centered, grounded person. I do my best to take good care of myself. I'm a trauma survivor. And so my healing journey from that has been a lot. And that's where so much of my self-care has come from. And it's just an ongoing thing that I have to do for my life, which serves me well. So I'm positioned for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one other question is, could you share a little about what that actually feels like? Because I've heard this spoken before. I'm really into channelers. Any channel text, I just can't get enough of. I just want to eat them all up because to me, it's the higher truth. It's the ultimate truths that are being revealed. And sometimes it feels like the only thing I want to read is just channeled stuff. But everything from, you know, one of the originals was a book called Seth Speaks.
Oh, I know that book.
Yeah. And then came after them was like the Hicks,
Abraham Astrid. Hicks. Yeah.
And they channeled Abraham. So all of these texts. And then another one that was really pivotal for me in my spiritual journey is called Conversations with God.
Oh, I know that one too. Yes.
Yeah. And he channeled and he described it the same way. He would say that after he had his original channel, which was after like this big rant, he was like really angry at life and he was kind of shaking his hands, being like, all right, God, if you're there, like, what's your problem and why doesn't life work for me? And he just got like this channel come through him. And then it started waking him up. He would say, after that initial connection, I would get this urge every morning at 4 a.m. to get up and just, I would write. And this is before computers. So he would just write till his hand felt like it was going to fall off. How do we know if we're having that? Like, did it feel like a pull to get out of bed? Did it feel like a stream of ideas that you're like, okay, I need to go write this down?
Both.
Okay.
It has felt like both. I don't know if it's always the same every single time, but when I'm asleep, it's like I've had two intuitives tell me that I don't actually sleep much because like my sleep life is so active, right? I don't rest. I think it's how they put it. I don't rest much. But it can show up as like just a lot of information. And it's like I'm sleeping actively because I will be having conscious conversations with myself in my sleep about wanting to remember like what is coming through and if I want to wake up and pay attention to it or not. Like I will be having this little battle with myself because I want to sleep, especially because I'm someone who doesn't like sleep. But yeah, so it comes with like just a lot of information. Sometimes it can show up as like almost like a dream, but it's not a dream. It's like an experience. I'll be having an experience and I'll learn something from that experience in my sleep that will also inform me. Or it could be something really specific that I asked for, you know, like information that I asked for.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you again for sharing that, because I know somebody listening is going to think, oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. And that's why I believe in speaking to this. I believe in the power right now of communication, of broadcasting, podcast, YouTube. Yeah. For people to share these ideas, because more people are experiencing this than are speaking of it. And that's going to, again, it's just going to keep quickening. We're opening ourselves. More people are becoming aware of their psychic abilities, their intuitive abilities, their connected channel abilities. And yet so many don't feel safe or comfortable acknowledging it or talking about it.
Yeah, I completely understand. And I empathize with those people because I was the same way, you know, like as a lifelong, highly intuitive person, I used to ask myself, like, do other people experience this? You know, like, is this normal? Like, what is happening? How do I know things that people don't tell me? So it's a journey. It's a journey, but it's a really beautiful journey because it's all about self-discovery. It's not necessarily about spirituality or it's really about you. It's about you learning who you are. And because we are spiritual beings as much as we are human beings, there's like a wealth of information to learn about ourselves, about that part of ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a beautiful journey of self-discovery, and you have to be open to it and really be non-judgmental too, because the kinds of things that can come up for you can be very surprising and could challenge like your rational thinking. And so it's important to not judge what comes up, but just kind of observe it and be with it and observe yourself as you're experiencing whatever you're experiencing, because there's just so much that we don't know.
Yeah. And that's also why it's so wonderful that you wrote the books that you do, because people can feel very strangely about these things that are happening. And it's great to have resources for them to say, okay, I'm not crazy. Maybe there's something to this. There's others who've experienced this and I can have someone who can help me through this.
Yeah. I mean, I think of being clairtangent and all the clairsenses and, you know, whatever anyone's spiritual gift is, I think they're all so natural. You know, I think our perception of it as being like woo-woo or otherworldly or supernatural, they're all very natural. You know, it's just that we have not tapped into our spiritual side as much as we have tapped into our human being side. And so it's new for us to have this information and to understand life through like this new lens. And it's really expansive and beautiful, but it's also natural. So I think it's important for people to think about it that way.
Yeah. And that's why I believe in this so much. And I've decided to just jump into the woo completely because, you know, not only are they normal gifts, but they're the most natural gifts. They're innate and you don't have to do anything for them. And most of us are told and we're given the message that we have to work our whole lives to develop gifts outside of ourselves, to have a place in this world, to survive in this world. And none of that is true.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are gifts that we have that are inherent to us. I believe that these spiritual gifts are more about our heart.
Yeah.
And they're about helping one another, connecting with one another. Whereas the things that we have valued and decided are important are to, you know, sort of stake our claim in terms of being valuable and earning a living and all of these things. And that's a part of the concept of Women Waken, is that our world is basically kind of upside down in terms of how our value system. There is no true worth in money itself or stature, but we've kind of made it our God. Power and money is our God. And we've sort of completely minimized our soul.
Yeah.
So it's inverted.
Yeah, it is. It is inverted. And it's so interesting because I think the same way that so many things are like are backwards, like literally backwards. So it's so interesting to hear you say that. I process it the same way.
Yeah. I actually heard once this really interesting story about, because, you know, when children are first born, they're still very connected to the spiritual realm. They have a remembering, they have an awareness, and kids are often quoted as saying very strange things like, oh, mommy, I died in the fire. Or, oh, mm-hmm. you know, last time I was your mom and you were the child, and parents are like, what are you talking about? Did you watch a movie? But it's because they are still connected. Yes. And there was this account of this one boy who, when he like was 3 or 4, he kept saying like, this world is upside down. Everything's backwards here. And they're like, what are you talking about? And he was like very persistent about it. And he was speaking about how, where he came from, things were the opposite. People didn't fight. They worked together. People didn't hate. They loved. Like things just worked very differently. And he spoke in extents about this. And to me, I think if an outsider ever came to Earth who knew higher truths, they would be like, what are you guys doing? Like, really?
I know.
So suffice to say that those of us who are shining a light on and honoring and sharing about our innate psychic abilities and gifts, I think is just a return to who we really are.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because I used to think the same thing about children being more connected. And I still do. I still believe children are more connected. But with my own journey, because I experienced trauma, like the more I was able to expand my healing, like the stronger my spiritual connection, like in every way became. So even as adults, like we do have a way to get there. It's really just about, we're never completely removed from it. Whatever you think that it is, God, never. Universe, spirit, whatever name you give it, like we're never completely removed away from it. And for people who have experienced trauma and hardship in any way, big T, little T trauma, because we have to manage and function in life with all of those emotions and feelings and ways of being, it can put us a little bit further away, but you can always get back to it in the same way that children are connected to it, you know?
Yeah, completely. It just seems to be the case that so often children are open and then life happens. And also the very harsh upside down messaging they get is, oh, I'm not naturally lovable. I have to earn my love. I'm not naturally valuable. I have to earn it. It can be taken away. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of get buried in it. But then trauma and healing from it can actually be our reclamation, as you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was definitely a big part of mine, you know?
Yes. And on that note, Ebony, I'm ready for story time. I think the audience is ready for story time. Let's hear it because your story is fascinating. I'd love for you to go back as far as you'd like because you spoke to the fact that at first you didn't really embrace your spirituality. So maybe bring us back to like, what kind of environment did you grow up in? How did these gifts come about? And then, of course, can't wait to hear about the clairtangience because it's very unique and more one of the rare clairs that people have. But
yeah.
Get away.
Oh, goodness. It's so much. So, I mean, I've been aware since I was a child that I was intuitive, even though I didn't know the word. I just knew I knew things people didn't tell me and I didn't know how I knew. And as a kid, I like ignored it. I didn't want to know. Like I could be playing or doing something and like receive information similar to how it comes to me in my sleep now. But I would be like, go away. You know, like I don't want to know. And I was raised in a Christian family. And so it was all about Jesus. That was kind of all I knew about spirituality was Jesus and God and the Holy Trinity and all these things. But because of my experiences, I knew that there was more, but I didn't ever talk to anyone about it. And then, you know, in adolescence, I kind of just ignored everything. I actually had the thought that it left me. That's how I thought about it. I thought that whatever was happening when I was younger, it left me because I wasn't receiving the same information, or at least I wasn't consciously aware that I was like I was when I was younger. So I don't have a lot of recollection then. And then it wasn't until I was like in my 20s and I started meeting like-minded people. And I started learning about crystals and astrology and all like the esoteric world in general. And I had like language to put to the experiences that I've been having my whole life, you know? And so then I started to feel more confident. And also in my 20s, I learned that my maternal great-grandmother read poems for a living. No one told me this until I was like 23, you know? And knowing that would have soothed me so much as a little girl because I always just thought I was weird and bad even and just didn't understand myself. So yeah, she was a really powerful palm reader in the Jim Crow South in Florida, Tampa, Florida. Her name was Olivia. And That's all she did was she read poems for a living. And my mom has so many stories, and she recalls like people being piled up in the living room and people sitting in their cars waiting for her and lines out the door. And these are all white people going to see a Black woman in the Jim Crow South to read their poems. Like, that's a pretty interesting story, right? So I feel like my access to my gifts are somehow more accessible because she so actively used hers. I think the more dormant those energies live in our bodies, the more work it takes to access them. And because she was only a few generations from me, somehow, like when I was born, like, I don't know, I was able to access all of these things. And then I experienced trauma in my 20s and repressed it for a super long time. And my healing, I have a strong relationship with subconsciousness too, because so much I think of our abilities to access this part of ourselves, it lives in our subconscious mind. It's not part of our conscious awareness, but it is always there subconsciously. And the way I process my healing journey, I was guided to do all these things that I'd never done before, you know, like yoga for one. And I tried yoga years before and hated it and told myself I was never doing it again. It just put me in my body in a way that made me uncomfortable. And I'm a sexual assault survivor. And so being in my body was like a big thing for me. But this time when I did yoga, like I was doing it 4 days a week. I'm crying at the end of classes. Like all this stuff is coming up for me. My subconscious mind like guided me to doing all these things. And I just listened to myself and I did them. And it ultimately led to me like speaking my truth about my trauma and then going on this incredible healing journey. And learning I was clairtangent happened like in the very beginning of my healing journey.
Yeah. For those who don't know, can you tell us what clairtangence is?
Yes. So clairtangent, I think it's also a rare clairsense. I think of it as the lesser known clair, you know, because most people know clairvoyant. There's Tyler Henry, that super popular clairvoyant who has a Netflix show. He's had a show on E! So people know of clairvoyant, but there's 7 clairsenses. Clairtangent means clear touch. And the word clair, C-L-A-I-R, just means clear. And then the ending tells you kind of what the skill is. And tangent means touch. So for me, when I have clients that I give them readings in person and remotely, and when I touch them, or if it's remote, I use a teddy bear that I touch, it triggers all these things for me. And I'm able to get information about them. And I share like spiritual readings with them around that. And I think everybody is clair something. I think it's impossible not to be. It's just a matter of like knowing yourself enough and paying enough attention to where you are more skilled and following that. But I think everybody's clair something.
Oh yeah. Well, we're all psychic.
Yeah.
It's just the natural state of being.
We
believe in our 5 senses that we can feel things. And so
yes.
How can we not believe that there's additional ones that we have that may not be as evident? It's just, I just truly believe that it's inherent and that we just really haven't been encouraged or taught to utilize them. And not to go off on a tangent, but just to introduce the idea that a lot of ancient civilizations use these. I mean, I think the most prominent one we talk about is the curiosity around ancient Egypt. And it's just sort of like, what were they up to? They created these amazing pyramids. Well, it's because they utilized abilities.
Their full selves.
Yes. Like,
yes.
Come on now, you guys. They weren't messing around. They got it. We're very cut off to those things.
It's so true. And that's a big barrier for people. Just like what you allow yourself to think about it. We are mostly expressing 1/2 of ourselves. 1/2. So imagine who we are and what we could accomplish if we chose to experience, like to express the other whole half of us, you know, that is equally intelligent, if not more. Actually, I think it's more intelligent. I think my spiritual side of me, because it has no judgment, no, like nothing. The brain like has to filter all these things through harsh experiences and pain and judgment and prejudice and like all these crazy things. But when you are in that other space, like none of that is a consideration. None of that is a consideration. So I think it's more intelligent for that reason.
Yeah. Well, you're in a much more fluid state where it's not so, okay, this is this and that's that. And you have to learn this and gain this. It's just really kind of letting things come to you and through you.
Yeah.
Anytime I've experienced the clairs, it just feels like, whoa, what was that? I didn't have to try for it. The most I've gotten, I would say, is clairaudience, which is hearing.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah. And I, you know, never know when it'll come, but it will come and just subtly, sometimes it's in that they call it the twilight state, where you're kind of coming right out of sleep or falling into sleep. And I'll hear a very clear message. But it's also happened to me just through my day. I'll be walking and I'll just get, and the indication I always get, which just as you were saying, it's almost more like your real self, is that it's not like the ego mind that's very abrasive and very like directive. It's always very gentle. And it always, to me, I say it's an offering. Any of the clairs to me are just like, hey, here's something. If you want it, take it. If you don't, it'll go right by. Just like you with your, the clairtendency, it's, you can just be like, I'm not going to look into that. But if you feel into it, you can realize, oh, wow, I'm really receiving something from this person that I'm working with right now.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And it's so interesting to me that people don't value that more, like their ability to do that more. And I wonder why. I don't know if it's because people just don't really know what it is. And so they don't have interest, or they don't understand all the ways it can benefit you, because it literally shows up in every area of my life. Like, it guides me in every area of my life. And so I'm just so shocked that people don't want that kind of guidance. Like, why would you want to go through things that are hurtful and harmful to you if you don't have to? And it's not necessarily, I want to be clear that I don't think life is about like rainbows and butterflies, right? I think our pains and traumas are necessary, right? I think of those things as offerings, right? They're necessary for us to like grow. It's like pruning a tree or a plant. So I think those things serve its purpose, and those things are going to show up in life anyway. You don't have to do anything. Like, you're going to experience those things anyway, but why purposefully do it by not asking or receiving like the intelligence that you have inside of you? I don't understand why people don't like want to know more. Why do you think that is?
I feel predominantly it's that there's still such a stigma around any of these concepts. I mean, it's remarkable that your grandmother was able to have the success she did as a palm reader back in, what was that, over 100, 100 years ago? Yeah. And
the 1940s.
The 1940s. Yeah. So yeah, getting close to 100 years.
Yeah.
But it just shows you that look at how people flooded to her. Something resonated with them. And it's because it resonates in our soul that we, again, we have more ways of communicating than just through the five senses. But there's still this stigma that says you're going to be judged. You're going to be, you know, labeled a this, that, and the other thing. And it also, I think the biggest fear is that people label it as it's not a reliable source of information, right? Mm-hmm. That it can't be because it's not science. It's not, it can't be studied according to, you know, most people, modern medicine and science. And so people are afraid. We're still afraid because we are still living in a society where you can get just completely demolished, your reputation, your name, if you speak to things that people don't like. And, you know, I talk a lot on the show about how we're not where we were 100, 200 years ago, where people were burned at the stake, at least not in most.
Not maybe, physically burned at the stake.
Yeah, not physically burned at the stake, but, you know, their reputation, their name, their
ability to generate income can be.
So people still, but also the bigger thing though, Ebony, is I think that it reminds me of a quote. I apologize that I don't remember who it's from, and I'm not going to say it correctly, but it's something to the effect of, it's not our inability or our darkness that scares us, it's our potential and our power that scares us. So we act as if we're afraid that like, oh, I'm never going to make anything of myself. But what we're really afraid of is just how powerful we are. And you ask like, why aren't we all just looking inside and going within? We don't go within here. Where everything is external here. The only things of value are external. Okay, you get a big job and you get a big house, then you will be seen as... But people can raise to the top of the heights with money and fame and fortune and still have no idea who they are. That's the thing about this world, is you don't have to know who you are, and you can still be revered as this successful, amazing person. But that's again why it's backwards here. The only thing that ever matters is your connection with source and the truth in your soul. That's it.
Yeah. But
we don't do that here. And that's why we live the way we do.
Thank you for that, because it's really puzzled me. I'm like, what? And it's such an obvious answer, but I wouldn't have gotten there. I wouldn't have understood it that way, because in my life, it shows up in the most beautiful ways. Like, it's just, it's incredible. It's an incredible way to live life and to process life and to experience myself and to experience other people. Like, I would have it no other way, you know?
Yeah. And what a beautiful thing that you found it. And it is such a wonderful gift, because it ultimately allows us to feel connection with another person. When we feel this sense of knowing or presence of something or connecting with somebody by touch, we realize like, oh, we're much more connected than we think we are. We're not so alone. We're not so different from everybody else. Again, we're very attached to externals. So we see like your body's there, I'm here, we're not the same thing. But when you get into the more metaphysical psychic realms, you realize, oh, there's so much more data and information and connections here than we realize.
Absolutely. I'm not just referring to like the clairs. I mean, intuition overall, you know, like people don't tap into intuition overall, because I think of the clair senses as under the umbrella of intuition. Intuition is many, many things. And I also think of intuition as levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And like at my ability to access information from people who I know nothing about is an advanced level experience with intuition, you know? Yeah. And I also think intuition is just information. However it comes, it's information. It is informing us about like some area of our life that would be helpful information for us to know and helpful guidance for us to know so that we can get whatever it is that we're desiring, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's that. It's like living life with like that, with that kind of roadmap, my intuitive roadmap.
Yeah. And as you start to really work with it, you realize that you truly are guided through every step of your life.
Everything.
Yeah. And what's fascinating is that it's everywhere around us. You know, we literally have an entire system of communication and connections and guidance. But again, we all have blinders to it. And, you know, even you and I, beginning our journeys, you're more advanced than I, but in psychic abilities, in our clairs, there's still so much more. Yeah. And people often find, and I'd be curious if this is your experience, that when they started attuning to these gifts, life became more in the flow. Suddenly you realize like, oh, I should go here today. Oh, I need to move here. Oh, I need to talk to this person, call this person today. We're in the flow.
Yes.
Of information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to share too, that I think that I know that it's happening for everyone, even if they don't know. Even if they don't know. The reason it happens for me so powerfully is because I'm conscious and intentional and I know. But for someone who knows nothing about intuition and maybe doesn't even know that they are intuitive, right, on a certain level, they're still having those experiences at the level that they're allowing themselves to experience it. I think it is impossible not to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a matter of how conscious are you that this is happening and at what level are you allowing yourself to experience it. So yeah, it's not like we're all doing it. We're just all doing it in different levels and different levels of awareness.
Yes. And Ebony, I would be curious, because now that you've used it, you utilize it, again, people listening are going to think, well, if I want to try that, but what will people think? How do I share this? How did it change your life to really embrace this path, to embrace using your clair senses? Did you lose anybody? Like, did you have people who didn't agree with it, that didn't align with it? Did it change your life at all?
It changed so much, but it was because it was happening at the same time as my healing from my trauma. Like simultaneously, not my awareness of my intuition, but my acceptance of it, right? Like that was happening at the same time that I was healing from like major trauma. And so for me, it took me through a depression. I think I was depressed for like maybe 2 years. And I completely retreated from my social circle. I actually reconnected with people from my social circle last year, and I hadn't seen them in 7 years. Seven. It was like that serious of a journey for me. So yeah, so it took me through like a depression, and that, you know, by the grace of God, I pulled myself out of. And it wasn't even until hindsight, it wasn't until I wrote my memoir that I realized I was depressed. I didn't know I was depressed while I was in it. So the people that I lost by my own choice because I retreated from them. I just really needed to be by myself. And even though I was living my day-to-day life, like I just wasn't social. I wasn't social at all. And so those relationships definitely changed. And what else changed? And then once I kind of got past that phase of like, this is just who I am. I can't deny this anymore. Like, it was showing up for me so powerfully that I could not deny it anymore, which is me learning that I was clairtangent accidentally was one of the ways, right? And yeah, I just embraced it. I started seeing clients and I just embraced it. So, but it was a bit, it was different for me because it was happening at the same time as my healing from this major trauma was happening. So the things that I experienced, some other people won't experience, you know? They won't need to be like by themselves for as long as I was by myself, you know, because they don't have all those other things going on that I had going on.
Yeah. Everyone has their own unique mix of circumstances that lead us on our path and different levels of difficulty and challenges.
Yes, but it is a journey, and it is a challenging journey because it forces you to shift your perception of yourself. And once you see like all the things that you thought you were that you are not, right? And you're like, oh, this is actually who I am. Then it like changes your perception of life and your perception of everyone else. And then like it changes your whole experience with all those things and in all those ways, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a journey and it can be uncomfortable because it's change. And for any of us, change can be difficult, but where it leads you to ultimately, once you work yourself through, you know, the discomfort, like, and you're actually on the other side, it is the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I hear that, and I feel like I'm going through that a little, and I'll share because I imagine others are too, is that I feel myself holding on pretty tight to certain aspects of me and the ego part, right? But it's also, we realize we're both fellow Virgos.
Yeah,
I'm a Virgo. And so I very much like to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to look just like this. And this is how I'll be received. Right. And so it's this very sort of, you know, holding on to like, this is what it's supposed to look like. Right. And it isn't until you let go of that and allow to see what happens,
yes,
what comes forward when you allow for it and let go of who you were and what comes through. Because the truth is that the more psychic you get, the less you are attached to what they call the small self, right? Which is like, I am Whitney and I was born this day and I'm this years old and you still are that. We're in this experience for a reason, right? It's not like, I don't necessarily believe that we're meant to like transcend out of the body and be just like a total zenned out person. We're in this world as a physicality for a reason, but it's about letting go of that sort of grip on like, no, this is what reality is. This is who I am. Cause it's painful to live that way.
Yeah. And it's intentional that we have to learn to navigate both realms, you know, because we are of both realms. And so it's intentional that we have to like know how to walk through physical life and all the small things, I think you said, that we are, while also acknowledging that we're this other thing too. Because once you bridge those two things, like that's where all the magic of being a human being and living on planet Earth and like enjoying food and sex and all the things that we get to enjoy, like that's where all the magic of that stuff comes in. It's like when you can bridge the spiritual and the physical, like that's where you're really living. But if you're only experiencing one or the other, I think they're meant to be bridged.
Absolutely. And I do think that that's what we're moving into, is a time of a greater balanced experience of as above, so below, right? Yes. As we are ethereal, infinite beings, we're also magnificent beings having a physical experience. And that's a safe thing that was created for us to
absolutely enjoy. Absolutely. Like having a body and being on Earth is fabulous. You know, like this is an incredible experience that we get to have. And the more that you learn who you really are and how you can co-create the experiences that you want to have here, you know, because we're all artists in that way. We are all co-creating our lives with whatever name you give source energy. And the more you learn how to do that and to do that to your liking and to do that well, it's like, that's what living is. That's what living is. It's not like how much the things you were saying earlier, all these material things and how much success and accomplishments. No, it's like, how well have you learned how to create your life on Earth? How well have you learned how to do that?
Yeah. And when you do learn and you realize that you actually do create your own reality, it begins to become really fun. And in line with another thing you said, Ebony, is something I heard from another great channeler whose name is Dolores Cannon.
I love her.
Yes. Mind-blowing stuff. When I first read her books, I was like, okay, I need a minute.
I know. Is she? Yes.
And it was a fun time because I discovered her right when the pandemic hit. My friend happened to send me an audiobook. You know, we were all locked down, but I would go on these long walks because I lived in the hills in the Bay Area. And I would just listen. I was just like, oh my gosh.
And she says it so casually, like, la, 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 this is what it is.
And beings from other realms are here and just all this stuff. But one of the things I heard in one of her books, Ebony, that always stuck with me was because, you know, she does hypnotherapy with people and they will start to channel and share stories of beings who have experiences on other planets, other species that exist in our universe. And one of them said, they said, well, we like to come to Earth because you guys have stuff that you can't find anywhere else in the universe. That on Earth, you have emotions that we've never had before. Because when you are in the spirit realm, what I've heard is that it's, you have everything all at once. So you don't really know the different emotions. You're not really experiencing sadness and great joy and defeat and great triumph. And so it's, I've heard that it's very colorful here in terms of what we can experience. Yeah. And what a beautiful thing that is. You know, you were saying, like, when people learn to accept this experience for what it is, it's just another amazing facet of the divine that yes. is meant to be honored and enjoyed.
Yes, yes. And accept it as an experience. Yeah. You know, it's an experience. Yes, it involves all these people we love and people we birth, right? And people like all these things. But it's an experience. It's an individual experience at the end of the day, you know? And it's like meant to be had and meant to be enjoyed in the same way in experiences when you go to a foreign country and you're like trying out new, like it's an experience. And we shouldn't take it so seriously and be so tightly wound around like what it's supposed to look like and how we're supposed to be. Like, just let yourself be. And have the experience, you know?
And have fun with it. Because also another thing this in that segment that the person said when they were channeling, they said also like, we don't have sex on our planet and we don't eat food. So like, that's a good time.
You're saying. That's why I mentioned the sex, the sex and the food thing. Because yeah, like that's a huge privilege of being a human, you know?
Yeah. Yes. It's a great time. We get to dance. We get to laugh. We get to do all these things. And more of that, please. Like, I'd love to see yes. more of that and less. Yes. of the devastation, the struggles, that's a part of it too. You know, you yeah. even say, Ebony, you say trauma cracks you open. And it's like that quote from Leonard Cohen that says, there's a crack in everything because that's how the light gets in.
Yeah.
So trauma, yes, it can be devastating and so unfathomable, yet it's what yeah. cracks us open to see what we really are.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think of mine as an offering. I don't wish it didn't happen. I don't wish it away, like none of that. I would choose for nothing to happen any differently than it did.
And that's a powerful thing to be able to say. For so many reasons, it can feel like, why? Why yeah. did it happen? And why to me? And then there's the danger of spending so much time in, which I spent way too much of my life in, victim mentality, where you think this shouldn't have happened. This should have been different. Now I have to deal with this. And that it just brings you down. And talk yeah. about keeps you disconnected. If you can't embrace, like you said, embrace the whole experience for what it is, then we keep pushing it away. And we live in that lower dense energy that feels heavy and feels like a burden.
Yeah.
So what would you say was a pivotal thing, Ebony, to get you to the other side of that? Because I think that that's where a lot of people find themselves, where they say, I work to heal my trauma, but I still at times feel this like heaviness and this inability to fully accept it.
Goodness. I mean, I've been a spiritual person my whole life, right? So I always process, I think, this is going to sound odd. That's well, I guess okay. I kind of already said it, that I see it as an offering, right? I think that everything is in divine order. Everything. That's just how I process life, right? Because we only see things through this little sliver. We only experience this little sliver of the whole. So it's not possible for us to understand many facets of life because we don't have the full view, right? And so for that reason, and the way I process things is that everything is in divine order. And I think, how did I get to that other side? It really happened for me. Oh, this is so it came to me in so many ways. It came to me in so many ways because it was a big, I couldn't even call it an aha moment. It was just a consideration that I'd never had before. I didn't know this thing was possible, right? The awareness that I have around like how I relate to my trauma and why me and all these things. And so when I started my healing journey, I was going to therapy and I did a past life regression and I did like all the things to make sure that I was well. And it showed up in my past life regression, like a relationship that I had with the person who assaulted me. It showed up in my past life regression. But even before then, I had like this knowing that kept coming up for me and showing up for me over and over again. So I think when I kind of accepted that there's so much more to like my understanding of life, that's kind of helped me to like just get over it in the way that I have. Because what I learned about my relationship with this person is something I didn't even know was possible. And that's why I say it's so important to not judge what comes up for you in your journey of self-discovery, because it will be something you didn't even think about, you never even knew was possible, right? It can be. So yeah, I think that's what happened for me. My perception changed. I shift my perception. And I've come to think of healing in general as just a shift in perception. I think that's what healing is. And so for me, that was what shifted my perception. I went from like having this smaller view about like life to having a much grander view that helped me understand like the largesse of this thing that I experienced. Does that sound like I'm talking in code?
No, I hear okay. you. Perfectly clear. Okay. And it actually was very insightful and inspiring. So I appreciate it. I needed to hear those words today. So thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. It's so much. It's so much. And it's going to be different for every single one of us. It's going to be different. We all are contributing to the whole, you know?
Yeah. And then Ebony, so in terms of shifting your perspective, another thing I've noticed coming up this year, it came up for me big, and then it's been echoed by my clients. Wouldn't you know that also talking about connection, what one of us is going through, likely many of us are going through. And it's this really strong message I've been getting too. It's you got to let go of the negative thoughts and the negative beliefs and the baggage. Like it's just, there's no space for that. There's no room for that to move forward. And it's holding you back. And I've had many clients too, who message me and they say, do you know any tips for getting rid of negative intrusive thoughts and things? So, and that can also go hand in hand with experiencing unwanted trauma and all of these things. So I know it's related to what we just talked about. How have you also been able to move out of that from if those, or maybe because it's different for everybody, maybe you didn't experience so much negativity or negative thoughts, but.
Oh no, I did a ton. Yeah. I mean, I think we all do. I think that discomfort, but you're talking about negative thoughts specifically, not discomfort. Okay. So negative.
Thoughts, I mean, they go hand in hand, right?
They do. They kind of do. That's why that discomfort came up for me, because if the negative thought is connected to something that is true for you, then you can transmute that energy and make it helpful and fruitful for you. But if the negative thought is just something that is completely not true, something that like you're telling yourself about who you are based on something someone else told you about who you are, that is just completely not true, then that just has to be dismissed and managed. And being present with yourself enough to recognize when that thought is coming into your head, and then really acknowledging it. I even thank those thoughts when they come, because I'm happy to have thoughts, you know? I just don't want to think that thought. So I'll thank it when it comes, and then I'll dismiss it. Like, thank you thought, goodbye, right? So those kind of thoughts are just like, they're just like a nuisance. It's like a nuisance in the room, like swatting a fly kind of thing, you know? But the other kinds of thoughts that are actually connected to a truth, it's helped for me. It was helpful to like just sit with them. For me to just sit with it and acknowledge it and like understand it more and understand like what I was telling myself about it that maybe wasn't true, which was causing me to be uncomfortable with the thought. Because if something is true for me, you know, like I'm going to own that. And again, like I don't believe in rainbows and butterflies, right? So, and I think there's so much, and this makes me think about darkness in the dark light context too, because I've come to understand darkness very differently too from my healing journey, which is why I named my memoir Copy the Sky. Because if light is all that is happening in your life, then authenticity is lacking. It's just not possible that we're going to like, that's just not possible for most of us, right? And so if you aren't able to pay attention to like the things that are not so pretty, the truths that are not so pretty, then you won't be able to make progress, because you have to give attention to that, but without judgment and with like empathy and care for yourself and just really ask for guidance and understanding around like what that is about for you. If it's a behavior you're exhibiting, whatever the case may be, because I now understand that the dark is really just me. It just means the unknown, you know? And so once you can sit with your thoughts that are truthful, but are uncomfortable, you can identify, you can figure out like what is the unknown in that, and then it can go away. But if you ignore it, then it never goes away. And if you don't sit with it long enough to like question it and confront it and look at it, then it will never go away. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, completely. I love that name of your book, Copy the Sky.
Can you? It came to me in a dream too.
So do you mean like the way that the sky changes and like just lets clouds just roll through it, storm?
Dark and night, basically. Yeah. It's a take on like light and dark. You know, that's just how I'm saying it, because I had another name for the book, but I didn't like it. And now I can't even remember. I'd have to look through like my old versions. And I set the intention before I went to sleep that night. I was like, I asked my guidance to give me a new name for the book, and Copy the Sky came to me.
Wow, you were tapped in. That's amazing.
But everyone can do that. You know, everyone can do that.
I know. The best coaches around are the unseen ones. Yes. The inspirational ones from Source. Ebony, it's funny. I think at one point you said it's important to be, when you realize that you're present with yourself. But what I heard you say for some reason was when you're pregnant with yourself. And I love that.
Because I love that too.
Because you were talking about the idea of holding on to negativity. And I was just thinking, actually, interestingly, mm-hmm. A long-term client that I met with last night just found out she's pregnant. She's mm-hmm. been wanting this a long time. She just found out. And she was talking about how she has a lot of anxiety, but she's really trying to find ways to manage it. And we worked on tools and tips to do so because we want to be mindful of this new life that's beginning. And we're always pregnant with our future self, right? We're always holding space and honoring and gestating what will be next. If you keep that in mind, like if you're pregnant with yourself, then you don't want to allow the negativity in, right? You don't want to allow that question everything and having defeating thoughts. We want them to be, like you said, not just all rainbows, but just like we can always switch it. We can let them come. And like you said, just let them keep going and say, I'll worry about that later if I need to. Or, you know, yes, I was frustrated with that, but I think I'm just going to focus on this thing in front of me that I'm really feeling grateful for.
Yeah. Or sitting with it and figuring out the root of it. So it completely goes away and never shows up again.
Yeah. So that's going to be my visual now, is I'm pregnant with myself. So I'm not going to toil and dwell in negativity because I don't want that for my baby self.
I love that.
Well, you said it. You made it up. It must have been channeled a little bit. Just like, I mean, you did say present. I just heard it wrong, but no coincidences, right? No accidents.
No, not at all. I love that that's what you got out of it.
Well, Ebony, as we kind of wrap up, are there any last thoughts you'd like to share with the audience? Anything else that pertaining to the work that you're doing and bringing to the world?
I just want to implore, you know, that people not underestimate their intuition. It's the most divine, it's the most direct connection to the divine that any of us have. And so it's really powerful to get to know and understand and use your intuition in your day-to-day life and learn how to do that, right? Learn how to do that more powerfully and more intentionally. And I want to thank you for bringing up this channeling thing, because I don't think of myself as a channeler at all. And I've had people tell me this so many years. And one woman said to me, do you know that you have the capacity to do that? And I said, no, I don't know, but I've had like little signs here and there. And another woman told me that I don't surrender enough to allow myself to receive it, which I know that's true. You know, like as much as I tap into things, like there's still, I could surrender even more. I'm just not ready for that yet. You know, like, this level of experience for me is good for now. Once I master this a little bit more, then maybe later, my later life. But thank you for just bringing that up for me again, the channeling thing.
Yeah. I imagine it will be a big part of your future.
Yeah, probably.
More books from you.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. I know it. Well, Ebony, this has been such a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show, for sharing your story. It's an honor to hear your story.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And if people listening would like to find you, if they'd like to work with you, how can they do so?
Probably my website is the best way to find me, which is just my name, Ebony, EBONIBanks.me. I also have an Instagram account where I share lots of tips. I do lots of free intuition workshops. I have one tomorrow that I'm doing. It's like an intuition 101 kind of thing that I'm doing tomorrow, but I announce my free intuition workshops on my Instagram account, which is at Intuitive Ebony Writes.
Fantastic. And those will, of course, be in the show notes so people can find you on there.
Yeah.
Well, Ebony, thank you again. Love talking with you. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Happy Virgo full moon, which
yes.
We're recording this on Friday. Tomorrow is the official our moon, the Virgo.
Yes. Moon. Yes.
All the Virgos out there.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Take care.
That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.